Vayter in Shasvir and Shavuos Daf Yud, picking it up 17 lines down or a third of the way down, the next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol HaSeirim Kaparasan Shava. We know there's different Seirim. There's a Seir for Rosh Chodesh and for Regalim and for Yom Kippur. We have all these different things that are going on over there. And Meir is saying that even though each one of them has a particular thing to be Mechaper for, they can go be Mechaper for something else as well. They're going to be Mechaper. They're equal when it comes to Tumas Mikdash Vi. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. It says the Gemara, Amar b'chamer b'chanina, my time, what's the reason, my time Rabbi Meir? Amar cross, Seir. Seir. Pasuk could have said Seir, the he-goat, but it says Seir. When it says the Lashon of Seir and the he-goat, Hukshu, what that does is, that makes it a hekesh. Hukshu kola Seirim zeh lo zeh. Each one next. Vav, Mosif, al inyan rishon. The Vav is coming to go ahead and to add on to the previous thing that's going on. And these are a bunch of psukim coming right after the next. Two prakim in Bamidbar and Chavches and Chavches. And it goes over and over. You have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. And it also brings over there that each one you have to bring a Seir. And it has the Seir, and it's equating all of these together. So it says the Gemara, Kasalka Daitech Kol Chad V'Chad Mechavri Gamar. Each one is learning from the previous one. We're going to ask a question on it, though. It says Rashi, first of all, Kasalka Daitech Kol Chad V'Chad Mechavri Gamar Shal Pesach HaSamach L'Rosh Chodesh Gamar Rosh Chodesh. Pesach, which is near Rosh Chodesh, so it learns from it. L'Chaper L'Tohor Sh'Alchol S'Tami, that if a Tohor person eats something which is Tami, Rosh Chodesh Sphere Lay, the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, he was like Rabbi Shimon of the Gzir Shava Oven Oven, V'Shal Sukkos HaSamach L'Shal Yom Kippurim Gamar Midi Yom Kippurim L'Shein Ba Yediya B'Tchila V'Yesh Ba Yediya B'Sof. If you didn't have Yediya in the beginning that you were Tamei, or that it was Tamei and then you didn't know at the end, L'Shel Yom Kippurim Mishel Sukkos L'Shein Ba Yediya Lo B'Tchila L'Sof. You didn't know at all, a complete unawareness, and this is Mechaper V'Had Gamar Kulu Kol Chad V'Chad Mizeh Samach. Each one's connected to the other one. El Yonim Mitachtonim Mitachtonim El Yonim, upper from the lower and the lower from the upper. Fact Gamar V'Homer Rav Yochanan, but Rav Yochanan said, and we learned this in another Mesech, I can't remember where. Or earlier in this Masechta, Kol Atar Kula Lamedin Lamed Milamed. You can learn one thing from the next. Like if A to B and then B to C, you can learn C from A. Now you can go all the way back. But that's only true in cases other than Kachem. So Kol Atar Kula Lamedin Lamed Milamed, says Rashi, Behekish Kamar Vahani Kula Hekeshin, Inu Chutzmei, except for Chutzmei Kachem Shein Lamedin Lamed Milamed. When it comes to Kachem, you can't do a Shtikal Torah of Lamed Milamed. So what are you doing here? How can we go and compare them all? So it's Gemara, Holo Kasha, that's not a question. For the Gemara, not a problem, because Kula Mikama Gamri, all of them are learning from the first one. Rashi says, Kula Mirosh Chodesh Gamar. L'tar Sh'achol Satame. For Shchodesh Minayu, L'she'ein ba yediya klal v'kulu midiyo mekipurim l'ein ba yediya b'tchila v'yesh ba yediya b'sof v'chein hu mehen l'she'ein ba yediya lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. Right, because we have A and B and C and D, so B is connected to A, and so is C and D, and C and D is also connected to A, and this one's also compared to Yom Kippur, that the telling us that it's going to be mechaper for a case of he doesn't know and then he knew, and each one's directly connected to the idea of the regel that's going to teach us something totally unaware, right? Because we have A and B and C and D, each one is viewed as being compared directly to each other one, and therefore everything is going to work. We are good. Says Gemara Tenach called the Kasa Bei Usir. You know, it's a good answer. If it actually said Usir, if there was actually a Vav, Atzeres Yom Kippurim Dalo Kasa Bei Usir Minalan. Oh, this whole time we were thinking this is a Vav, found me every time, but we see that there's not a Vav by two of them, not by Atzeres, not by Shavuos, and not coming up, oh baby, and not by Yom Kippur also, it doesn't have the letter Vav. What you gonna do when it come for you? No Vav, no Vav. Gemara says, good point. Elam Rabbi Yonah says, Rabbi Yonah, Amakra, the pasuk comes and he says, by the end of all of the Musafim, Eile Tasu Lashem B'mardechem, these are the things that should be done to the Lord in their holidays. That sentence right there was just makish all of them together. In fact, the Amar v'ha Rosh Chodesh lav moedu. Rosh Chodesh is not a moed. Ki v'moed. Not a moed. So how can it be compared? Ivra Rosh Chodesh nami yikra moed. Really? Ivra's lashon of, says Rashi, be'emes. Really? Rosh Chodesh nami yikra moed. It's also called a moed. Kedom Rabbi Lekabaye says, Heilige Abaye. The Amar Abaye. Zok the Heilige Abaye. We saw this in Pesachim and Tainis. Oh, baby. Damar Abai, Tamuz Dahi Shata Maluye Maliu. Says Rashi, just a drop, and it's going to be it now. What happens is this is Mesechus Tainus. Rashi, this is Korelai Moit. Mesechus Tainus Dav Chav Tes. Actually, just read it. Tamuz Dahi Shata Maluye Maliu. Dechsev Korelai Moit Lishbar Bachurai. Like the Pusik says, that, this is in Eicha, he proclaimed an appointed occasion against me to crush my young men, says Rashi. What does this mean? Mesechus Tainus, Tamuz Dahi Shata, on that year, Shoshana Hashniyali Yitzis Mitzrayim, the second year of leaving Mitzrayim, Shenishtalchu Ba Miraglim Be'esrim B'tisha B'sivan, they sent it to Miraglim, on the 29th of Sivan, Malui Malyuhu L'Tamuz, they made Tamuz into a 30-day month, Lefikach ira bo yom chazars miraglim b'shmon of Av, ended up being on the 8th of Av, v'yivko am b'laylehu, and they died in the crowd that night, b'tisha b'av, b'achu b'chia shalchinam, v'hukba alahem b'chia lidoros. They cried b'chinam, they didn't have to, and they did, and it was set up for the doros. Lishbar b'churai b'chor ben abayis. That's the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Normally, Tammuz is only 29 days, which means it would have been the 10th of Av, but this was 30 days, so that ended up being one day earlier, so it's the 9th of Av. Point is that we have a Shchodesh to be a Moed. Kiva Moed, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Umod Rabbi Meir, B'sayir Enasa B'fnim, Rabbi Meir agrees with the Sari, the He-Goat of Yom Kippur, where the blood is done inside, Shehu Einu Mechaper Mechaparasan, that it does not be Mechaper for does not atone the atonements of the Musaf Sa'ir, Vehein Eina Mechapin Bekaparaso, Vehein Eina Mechapin Kaparaso, and they're not going to atone for their atonements. Right? Even Rabbi Meir is equating the Kapara of the Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh, the Regalim, and the Musaf Yom Kippur, is going to be masking that they don't atone for what the inner He-Goat of Yom Kippur does, and they don't for him, he doesn't for it. Hu Eina Mechapin Kaparaso, and it doesn't atone their atonement. Why? Because kapar achas mechaper v'ena mechaper shtei kaparos. It's only doing one kapar. It's not mechaper two kaparos. Heinen mechaper kaparos. It's not doing theirs. Amar Kol Pasuk says achas b'shana, one time in the year. Kapar zu lo tei ela achas b'shana. This kapar is only going to be one in the year. Tanya nam yachi. The brayso which comes to support this idea. We Al she'ein ba yidia lo b'tchila lo b'sof, v'al she'ein ba yidia b'tchila aval yesh ba yidia b'sof, v'al tar she'alchol es hatame. Se'iri ha'regal m'sir v'shechadash m'sir ha'nasa b'chutz mechapin d'vi Rav Meir. Right? The se'iri ha'nasa b'chutz in Yom Kippur d'vi Rav Meir. V'ilu se'iri ha'nasa b'fnim shayra, v'kaparasa nami shayra. Notice he's leaving out. It's not on the list. The side of the Tassim of Fim is left over, and the Kapar also is left out as well. It is not part of this. Duck the next part of the Mishnah. Hi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Siri Rosh Chodesh Mechaprim. Al Tar Shachol Sata, Rabbi Shimon said, Siri Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper on a Tahor that ate Tameh, and Vishal Regalim Mechaper Mal She'en by Yedia, Lo B'tchil Lo B'sof, Vishal Yom Kippur Mechaper Al She'en by Yedia, Chaviyesh by Yedia Ba Sof. So Rav Shimon says that each one is coming to the Mechaper for something else, right? And that is that Rosh Chodesh, the Sari of Rosh Chodesh for one type thing, and that's the, and for the regal of another one, and Yom Kippur for another one. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam Adar Shechadoshim Mechaper Derugalim, Misin Rosh Chodesh Nakim Mechaper Derugalim, Damer Ka Avon, because it says the word Avon when it says the Rosh Chodesh thing. So you can't say the Rosh Chodesh was going to be Mechaper for something else because it says as an individual, as a Yachid, as a one thing over there. So straight up it is, can't be Mechaper for something else. Avon Echad, who knows, say, Vein knows, say, Shnei Avonos, can only carry one and not two. Ela Derugalim, what about Derugalim? Why can't they be Mechaper for Rosh Chodesh? Nichbura Derosh Chodesh. Why is he saying that only Rosh Chodesh is going to be Mechaper for a Tar person who ate Kachem that was Tamei? Amar Kra Osa. Because the Pasuk says by Rosh Chodesh, and he gave it to gain forgiveness for the sin of the assembly, which means Osa Nose Avon, which is implying that the Musaf Rosh Chodesh can get forgiveness of the sin of eating this food that was Tameh, Ve'in Achen Nose Avon, and nothing else can be. So it's excluding anything else. Bishop Duragam Lemechapi Yom Kippur, making the same that Regal can't be Mechapi Yom Kippur. Damakra Achas Bishana, because the Pasuk says in reference to Yom Kippur, Achas Bishana, once each year, Kapara Zulote Ela achas b'shana, meaning the kapara that's going to come from the sari of Yom Kippur can be worked only one time during the year. Eli Yom Kippurim, the chaper of the regalim. Why can't the Yom Kippur one be mechaper for the regalim? Amarka achas, because it says achas by the Yom Kippur thing. Kapar achas mechaper. Vein mechaper shtei kapar. Zodim mechaper one and not two. I vaksiv kiksiv achas b'sari nasa b'fnimu d'chsiv. But the lashon of achas is by the sari that's inside, not the one that's outside. Remember, there was two sires, the Bifrim and Bachutz. So that's talking about the one that's inside, and we're talking about the one that's done outside. So then there's no issue over here, Yom Kippur, you know, going and impacting the Regalim. And for the Gemara, Amakra, Milva, the Pasuk says that an outer Chatas is brought in Yom Kippur. Milvad, beep, turn the page. General base, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. Besides the from the inner chatas, chatas ha-kippurim, the iskish chitzon lepnimi, and then for we make a hekish from the outside to the inside, and the Torah says that the inner one can only do one, so therefore we say the outer one also can only do one. Zokt the next part of the Mishnah. He gives like another version of Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah, just reading back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Sa'irosh Chodashim, Mechapen ala Tor, Sha'achos Atame, Mosif Aleim Shel Regalim, Regalim is add more for the Regalim, Shemechapen al Tahor, Sha'achal, Esatame. So we have over here, Mechapen al Tor, Sha'achos Atame, Mosif Aleim Shel Regalim, Shemechapen al Tor, Sha'achos Atame, Ve'al She'ein Ba Yudia, Lobet Chiev, Lobet Sof, and continues, Mosif Aleim Shel Mechipurim, etc., and so on and so forth. Now the Gemara comes and he says the following. Frank the Gemara, my shna de Rosh Chodeshim de lo mechaper ma de regalim. What's the reason why that of Rosh Chodesh won't be mechaper for that of Yom? My shna de Rosh Chodeshim de lo mechaper ad de regalim. The Amar Kah, because the pasuk says the lashon avon in the singular term in reference to that of Rosh Chodesh of an echad unosei ve'ein unosei shnei avonos de regalim nami lo nechaper ad de Rosh Chodeshim. Therefore, then if that's the case, then it should be that the regalim also can be mechaper Rosh Chodesh. The Amar Kra Osah, because the pasuk says Osah in reference to those. The sire that's brought in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, he gave it to gain forgiveness of it. Osahu no se'avon, ve'inachin no se'avon, but nothing else can be no se'avon for it. So how could it be that you're going to say that the regalim are going to be the chaper for Rosh Chodesh? Right? It shouldn't work. And for the Gemara, Osah lo mashmalei. The word Osah, Kodesh B'Shem Yehuda, nah, he's not masking. He isn't, doesn't darshan that word over to say anything. According to him, that's just like a normal way of speaking. So like, don't darshan it. Ma'ishna de regalim. Okay, let's see. So what's the reason why beregalim do mechaper de Yom Kippurim? That's not going to be mechaper for Yom Kippur. Damakra achas b'shana. Because the pasuk that's talking about Yom Kippur says, the loshanam achas b'shana. Kapara zu lo tehei el achas b'shana. It can only happen once b'shana, and therefore you can't say the festivals of regalim are going to be mechaper for it. Yachi, that's true. The Yom Kippur namin lo mechaper de regalim. The Yom Kippur also shouldn't be able to be mechaper for the regalim, right? The regalim is not good for Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur also shouldn't be mechaper for the regalim. Achas ksiv, because it says the word achas, only once. Kapara achas mechaper, which is saying that of Yom Kippur can affect only one type of kapara. Ve'en mechaper shtekavos, and not two. So as Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda say that the seir of Yom Kippur can be mechaper for three types of averus. And for the Gemara, again, achas l'mashmala. He doesn't dash in that achas over there. He's no problem. In fact, am I? What are you talking about? Why are you considering it like it's nothing? And for the Gemara, d'chik siv achas, because when it says the word one, b'sayer nasa b'fnim siv, it's written by the sayer that's on b'fnim. And therefore, we don't care about the outer one. In fact, the Gemara, but yachi, if that's really true, d'regal nami nichbri ad yom kippurim, then the regal should be mechaper for Yom Kippur. D'chik siv achas, because where does it say the word achas? B'sayer nasa b'fnim siv, it says it by the b'fnim. And therefore, there shouldn't be a problem with that. So the Gemara says, okay. Liolam achas mashmali. Really, the achas, it is mashmali kondur shuvim lebe Yehuda. And the second part of the pasuk is telling us that the aveda for which the outer chatas Yom Kippur atones cannot be atoned for through anything else. V'shayni acha, but over here it's different in reference to the first part, the Amar Kah, because the pasuk over there says, V'chiper Aaron al karnosav achas bashana. And Aaron will bring a kapara on the inner altar, right, on the karnosav and its horns once a year. Karnosav de mizbecha penimi, hu de kapar achas mechaper ve'enu mechaper shtei kaparos. That's the one that's going to be the only one, not two. Hadachitzon afilu shtei kaparos. Therefore, the outer one can even do two kaparas. Okay, we're starting a new topic. Rashi points out the reason why we're bringing this up is because just at the very end of the Rashi Niftim Tamim, and it says Hamilsa Nakadachim Yishum Demosavei Lekamam Vasisik. Asks a question from the Mishnah, so that's why it starts off this concept. Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan Tamidim Shalhutzchu Letzibor Niftim Tamimim. Listen carefully. A carbon tamid is brought every single day, and let's say you have tamidim that are left over at the end of a year. The money, we know that we have to give money towards the Beit HaMikdash, towards the services of the Beit HaMikdash. And the money that's used for any particular year, whatever is used from it has to be used that particular year. It can't be used the following year. Therefore, what happens if you have animals that were bought with the money, that were consecrated as Hekdash, and now it's left over at the end of the year? What do we do with those animals? Says Rashi, Tamidim Shalhutzru Letzibor, says Rashi, Shalachom Imos Trumas Halishka, is taken from the money, Tanan Erchen, Ein Poschen, Mishisha Talayim, Hamuvakarim, Belishkas Talayim. You don't have less than six. Ukshamagir, Ushkodesh Nisa, which comes, when Nisan comes, it's a new year now. We don't use for the money of the previous year. Mitchum echadash avinim to bechol shana v'shana arba t'loim b'lishkos t'loim yafor the leftover mimos hachuma hayishana v'haynu lo hutzchol tzibor lahakriv. Bishana Shavra. They always had four animals that they had to leave over. You had to check to make sure that there's no problem with it whatsoever. So therefore, there's no mom. You had 4 days to check that out. So the point is, it comes out that they're going to have stuff that's left over. What do you do with those things? How do you deal with them? Nif them to mimim. You're po to them even though they're tumim. There's a general rule. You can't be po to an animal that's a kosher, you know, animal that has no mom in it. So what do we do with these animals that have no mom? And that's the situation here. We're po to them, we redeem them even though they're tumim. Rashi says, Achshir and Bishana Zoom, Michalin Osa Mos Chulin, we remchal them, we deconsecrate them, they're consecrated, we deconsecrate them on Chulin, on money that's Chulin, Vosa Mos, and that money that goes to Lamosa Truma Yeshana, Shaosin Hem, Rukwe Pachim, Vitsipo, Labes Kodesh, Kadashim, Yatanam Mesechus, Shkala. We use that money to go into fix up the Beis HaMikdash and put the tzipoy of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim to cover it over to then the outer side like it's in Shkalim. Bekimet Shiach to Lechulin. Now the Zadim go to Chulin. Cholzim Velochim Osam Mimos Trumas HaKadosh. We use the new truma of that year, and then what do we do? Yikruv Hashanah. We give a remark of it. Now says the Gemara. Ve'afagav Shein Behemis Kachi Yachid Mischaleles Balomom. Even though a Yachid who has a behema of Kachim, an individual, if I have my own Kachim animal, it can't be Mechalel without a mom. Kidd Kamelon Menachos. Ve'im kol behema tameya da'amamar bebali mumin sheniftu akosim daber elu shel tzibor niftim. When it comes to tzibor, you can be put. It'll come in the first time. The girls are going to explain why that is. Now, Yosef Rabba, and he says, "V'kamel alay shmeita." He was saying over this whole shtickle of it. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Remember, he says, 'Amar ulam Rabbi Yochanan.' He says, 'Tamidim shol tzibor tzibor niftim tamimim.' You can be put even though they're tamim." So he says, 'Amar leir of chista.' He spoke up and he said, 'Hold on 1 second. Man sayis lachol Rabbi Yochanan Rabba. Who's going to listen to you and Rabbi Yochanan, your Rebbe over here? What are you talking about? V'chik kedusha shemen leichen holcha. Where did this kedusha go? Says Rashi, kedusha shemen, kedusha guf. The animals are kedush their guf itself. Shemen dakin." Shebehen dekim lunch. I'm sorry. Let's try again. Kedushas haguf shebehen dekim lunch. Sheinim ischalelas below mum hechan holcha. Then we ever know? If it doesn't have a mum, you can't be poded. I mean, it still has kedusha. And if it still has kedusha, where exactly did the kedusha go? Even if you redeemed onto coins, it still remains on it itself. It was a tamim. Amalei says back to him. At lo tizbara. The law, Amina Kedusha Ben Leichan Holcha. What you don't also hold this idea that we don't ask this? The law, Amina Kedusha Ben Leichan Holcha. We don't say that when we're dealing. You don't say that to a daddy, right? You don't say that in a situation when we're dealing with the tzibur over here, right? You know, you of course you agree with this concept. You know why? Vatanan, of course you do. I tell you because we have Mishnah and Shkalim, and the Mishnah is Moser HaKitoris Mehayu Osinba. What did you do with the leftover Kitoris? Rashi says Moser Kitoris. Hanoseh B'chol Shana Mitchuma Shuma Yishana. You gave over a chuma that goes towards the Kitoris, the incense, right? The incense, And when you have leftover, what do you do with it? There's a lot left over. It says Rashi, Mary Osinba, to Machshir for the next year. You're not going to have a year that's not left over. Kitoris mishloshes manim yeserim from 3 months yeserim shemifatmin bechol shana lemelo chafnim biyom kippurim v'yefshar sheichnu to kulam bechafnav. They had leftover. They would use it and put some on the Kohen Gadol's hands, and he would use it and handfuls. But only comes out to a part of a manik at the time of Krisus. That achas l'shishim l'shivim shana ha'isa chetzis shol shirayim. Once every 60 to 70 years, he had left over half of it that was left over for shirayim. What are we talking about? It turns out that it would be 368 mana of all the spices, 11 spices that used for it, and all the money would go towards 368 mana. Then one mana was done every day, half and half, right? Half in the morning, half at night. That leaves over on the 365-year, the day, year. That leaves over 3 mana. Yom Kippur, they would go ahead and melo chafnav, it leaves over like 2 handfuls. And everybody called since it left over like 2.5. And then they leave that over, and it would gather, and like every 60 or 70 years, it came out to 184, which is half of it. But what do they do with it? How do they remake that for new for the next year? What they did is they set aside the money for the Schar Umnen. Rashi says, Schar Umnen Beis Haftinas. They were the ones who made the Ketores. That's how much they got paid. They would go and mechal the Ketores onto it. They would deconstruct onto this money. And then they would give the deconsecrated incense to them as their money. And then rebuy it with the new trumas that were given. It says, Rashi, mechal nosal, schar mosam umnim, mezakin amos la'umnim. They wouldn't really give it to them. There was mezakeh to them. Like they echad mina gizborim, and they did a kinyan on it. Very chulin, then become chulin. Ve'achah kichalu ketores aleihem v'nosen osal lo'omnin. They would give it to them. Arei hi chol v'chozim v'lochos, and they would buy from the truma chadasha from the new truma of that year. Ve'alchi tzinia milsa tfei v'lo lomachu v'lachso l'kenosa d'zila milsa. It was a mezalza to go to actually do it, but that's how they would fix it up for the new year. V'nosen osal lo'omnin b'scharin. What are you going to do with that, Rav Chista? Name a Kedusha of Hen Lechanocha. Where did this Kedusha go? But yet we say that is how we do it. What do we do? There's no problem with it. There's no moment or whatever, but still we go and Mechalit. Therefore, we do the same thing over here also. But you see, you can actually do it when it's dealing for the Tzibor. You can do it. Amalei, Rav Chista is back. Ketores Kamert? How are you bringing me a Kasha from Ketores? Shiny Ketores, the Ketores is different. Beep, turn the page and off on off. Kedusha is dumb, Mimu. That's Kedusha's Damim. It just says the sanctity is the money itself. It says, Ein ba'el Kedusha's Damim, she'locha mitrumas alishcha, aval b'kli, lo kitcha, detiktash Kedusha's aguf, demachteshes she'nishcha ba'la lav kli sharisu. Don't think because when in that kli over there, it's actually considered a kli sharis over here. It was just used in order to... Is that considered actually a kli sharis? You have to crush it all up, and the kli over there, that wasn't a kli sharis. It was just owned by them. And therefore, it was able to have kedushas haguf. But it did have kedushas damim because it was bought with the money that was, from the Beis HaMikdash. So back to my question. My question is, how could you do it with the animals? Of course, you could do it with the Ketores, but how can you do with the animals? Okay, my friends, it's going to continue, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.